Whether or not you had a previously diagnosed mental health condition, getting through our current global health crisis is not easy for anyone. This is Lisa Berry, and me included, but it helps to bring you information that can make a positive difference at this time. And here to tell us about one of those local efforts is Felicia Brabeck. You may know her as a Washtenaw County Commissioner, but she's from Pittsfield Township, and she's also a clinical psychologist. And she and some colleagues got together to create something helpful as well. So hi, Felicia. How are you holding up?
Hi, Lisa. It's so good to hear your voice.
Always good to talk to you. Are you doing okay?
You too. You know what? We are all hanging in there. We are staying at home, and our kids are getting used to doing school from home and having us as surrogate teachers. We could never replace all their amazing teachers, but we're getting into a good routine.
So what's going on? What have you come up with?
Oh, this is so exciting. Well, we think it's exciting, Lisa. So one of the things that we as clinicians recognize, particularly in moments of crisis, is that there are mental health impacts. And however that happens, whether there's specific trauma that occurs, but in general right now with a crisis, there's just an elevated level of anxiety for all of us. And we've noticed that particularly for our frontline responders. So, you know, whether that folks who are in our hospitals, our grocery stores, delivery services, mail services, media, I mean, all of you are on the front lines out there trying to help all of us. And, you know, some of us got together and we're like, well, who's helping them? And so because of that, four of us who are complete strangers, we have never met before, got together, and we're all mental health care practitioners here in Washtenaw County. And we created a website called My Frontline Support. And it does two things. One, we have asked for providers throughout the state. Obviously, we started close to home here where our networks were, but it has grown throughout the state, and we have asked mental health providers to sign up with us if they have immediate openings. That's one of the biggest things when folks go to access mental health care, is that oftentimes people who they're calling, their caseloads are full. But all of the people on our list have immediate openings for our frontline responders and workers. So that's one thing. And then the second thing that we're doing then is offering that list to our frontline responders. And we also have a really extensive resource page, both again for our clinicians and for the frontline responders and workers. So it tries to do two things, as I was saying. One, get that information to our frontline workers and get them that support that they need in whatever form it is. They might have just want some of the resources. They may want a therapist to talk to. And the second thing is to continue to grow that number of available therapists. And since we started and made this website live, which was two Saturdays ago, we now have over 300 therapists throughout the state who have signed up.
Well, first of all, thank you for acknowledging that being part of the media is the front line. It's not easy. I'll just tell you that. But, you know, I have a passion and a purpose. And so we just keep marching forward. I have heard people reference to what we're going through right now as trauma, or that these frontline workers that you're talking about may already have or may soon get PTSD from what they're dealing with. How serious do you think it is?
So, you know, none of us have ever lived through anything like this. So like I was saying before, it's like in general, we have a community, and it's our international community, with an elevated level of anxiety. And then we have people who are on the front lines, you know, all those folks who, you know, we mentioned and more, you know, who are putting their lives in danger every day. And for those folks, there's added trauma and potentially access to trauma. Again, you know, we think about what our medical providers are seeing in the hospital. And, you know, from what I'm hearing from friends who are doctors and nurses, what I keep hearing is it's like nothing that they've ever seen before. And so when you have that level of trauma, yes, that's going to have an impact, and that leaves an imprint on folks. And for some folks in a crisis, at the moment of the crisis, they need more support and are in a better place later. For other people in a crisis, in that moment, they can kind of do what they need to manage the crisis, and later is when they need the support. So again, this isn't a one-size-fits-all in terms of how people are going to manage this crisis and the subsequent trauma. But we're hoping that with the resources that we're trying to make available to folks, that people can find what fits for them in the moment that they need it. Because, again, this is going to look different for everyone.
Are you even including people like who work in grocery stores or yes. delivery people? Yes. Because they're on the front lines, too. They're out. They have to interact.
That's exactly right. Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, I also know, well, actually, my husband and I were talking about this. He has a friend from high school who is a manager at a grocery store. And she did a Facebook post about how it's so difficult, you know, and she's trying to help her employees who are having panic attacks, being at work and, you know, folks being in stores and, you know, not, you know, seemingly not taking some of the precautions that are in place seriously. And people are struggling. Like, so, yes, it's absolutely folks in our grocery stores, folks in delivery services, mail services. I mean, all of those folks are frontline workers right now. And like I said, exposing themselves to these dangers. And with that comes increased anxiety and then greater likelihood of mental health issues that could need support.
So four of you mental health care practitioners, they're all from Washtenaw County?
Mm-hmm.
Got together.
Everyone's from Washtenaw County.
You want to tell us who they are?
Sure, yes. Erin Barbosa is the first person. Sarah Yurkovich is the second. And Sarah Stein is the third. And then myself. And then we've also linked up with Joy Wolf Enser, who is the president of the Michigan Psychological Association here throughout the state, in hopes of being able to partner with them to be able to get the word out about what we have created. And they've been wonderful in terms of support of, you know, like trying to get this out on media platforms, their social media and things. But I will tell you what, Lisa, since as I talked to the three of those women more through this crisis, more than I've talked to, you know, some really close friends, because we talk almost every day. We're communicating every day about the site and resources and getting as much out to folks as we can.
And you have 300 clinicians so far across the state, but you're looking for more, right?
Yes, we're looking for more. I mean, we would love it. When we were first conceptualizing this, you know, we thought, well, it would be great to have, you know, 500 people throughout the state. And so we're just continue to build the list. I mean, that's what we just keep trying to do, is just build the list and see how many folks, you know, we can get throughout the state, because obviously this is going to impact folks everywhere. And so when we first started, you know, the first week or so, we had more people from around this area because that's where a lot of our contacts are. But now it's starting to grow. And so we have, you know, folks from the Detroit area, from the west side, up north, you know, and so it is gaining traction, which is great, again, because we're hoping to be able to get these resources to anyone who needs them.
And if somebody wants to join you, how do they contact you? Through your website?
Just our website. Okay. It's myfrontlinesupport.com, myfrontlinesupport.com.
And we will definitely put a link to that on our website, WEMU.org. Felicia Brayback, what is your bottom line advice? If somebody is just frontline or not frontline, feeling the anxiety mm-hmm. and the stress, what can you tell us as a clinical mm-hmm. psychologist how we can better cope with this?
So remembering to have patience with yourself, give yourself some attitude. This is hard. This is going to impact all of us. And so remembering to have that patience, remember that to reach out to people, reach out to your friends, your neighbors, via video chat or the way that we're talking, Lisa, over the phone.
Right.
remembering to reach out to people, that is really important. We are social beings by nature. It is very challenging during this time to not have access to that in the way that we're used to.
Right.
So we have to get creative. And so remembering to reach out to folks, remembering to self-care, do the things that help you feel grounded. And the other thing that is important to me, and I know important to you because we've talked about it, Lisa, but the other thing is remembering through this crisis that is so awful and has impacted us in so many ways, to remember also the healing power of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And having, you know, finding those moments that we can share with one another, where we can kind of let off a little steam and laugh and share that those moments with one another.
Sounds so basic, but more important than ever at this time.
Yep. It's so true. It really is. That's a great way to put it, Lisa. Like, just getting back to basics, right? Like, talking to one another, reaching out, doing the things that help really ground us, and connecting through laughter are like just basic things that we can overlook so easily, but are so fundamental right now.
Making a difference in our mental health. Felicia Braybeck, a clinical psychologist, also a Washtenaw County commissioner. We'll definitely put a link to this site at WEMU.org. Keep up the good work. Keep in contact with us if there's any other way we can help the community.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. It's so great to hear your voice, and I can't wait to see you in person.
Take care.
Take care.